Right now, let me give you a little preview of what's going to happen. We have three boys here that are all good friends. The first one you're going to hear play is Joseph Rezlik. I almost got it right the first time here. Joseph Rezlik. And Joseph is going to be playing piano, Joseph Rezlik. And we're also going to talk, after he plays a couple songs on the piano, about a website he's developed and also about art he's done for a book called How to Start a Business for Kids. And that book was written by Andrew and Eric Smith, who are also here. And they live in Sandy Lake, just north of Grove City. And they'll be talking about their book a little bit. We'll talk all four of us together. And then Andrew and Eric, who are brothers, will play a couple songs. So that's all happening on today's program. And without further delay, it's going to be a pleasure to hear the first of two numbers from Joseph Rezlik. Here he is, Joseph. Nicely done, Joseph. Just come on over to that microphone right there. You can just keep seated. There you are. And how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And what was the name of the song?
That was Calypso Island by Valerie Rothrobos.
Well, that sounded great. How long have you played the piano?
5.5 years.
And who's your teacher?
Eileen Nadsom, and I'd like to say hi to her.
Yeah, great. And is there anybody else you'd like to say hi to as well?
Not really.
What do you think about when you're playing the piano? There must be a lot of concentration just to be sure you get things right. That was a pretty complicated piece to play.
Yeah. If you practice a song enough, you don't really have to concentrate as much as you would if you were playing it the first time.
Well, that makes sense. What kind of things do you like to do?
I like to draw cartoons and... Excuse me. I like to play piano, and I like to invent my own sports outside.
You've invented your own sports? Tell me a little bit about that. What sports have you invented?
I don't remember all of them now, but there's one where you have four sticks in the ground on either side of a field, which is my front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And one team tries to capture the other sticks, and there's also a ball that you earn points with.
Uh-huh. Neat. That sounds really cool. Well, we're going to all talk about your art and the book in a couple moments, but you've got one other song. What's it called?
This will be Race Across the Serengeti, and it's also by Valerie Rothrobos.
Okay, we'll give you a moment to turn around and race along the Serengeti as Joseph steps up to the Baldwin and gets ready to play. The first song sounded great, and here now is Race Across the Serengeti.
Thank you.
Nicely done. And come on over and join your friends here by the red microphone, and we'll talk together. We'll talk together about the books that you've written, and I'm going to have you guys share this green microphone, and Joseph, you'll have the red microphone there right in front of you, and then we'll get a chance to hear in just a moment from Andrew and Eric together playing. But first, let's talk to both of you guys a little bit about the book you've written, Andrew and Eric Smith. Good morning, guys. How are you? Please just lean right up towards the microphone as you talk. That's good. Let's start with you, Eric. How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yes, I'd like to say hello to my teacher, Miss Julia and Heidi Miller.
Excellent. And would you like to say hello to anybody while you're here, Eric? Or anybody else, Eric? Oh.
Yeah, yes, my grandma at home and my aunt and everybody else who is listening that is in my family.
Excellent. And how about you, Andrew? Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yes, our Chinese teacher, Ming.
You're learning Chinese?
Yes.
Awesome. That's great. So tell me a little bit about the book, Andrew. What prompted you to write it? It's called How to Start a Business for Kids. Can you tell me a bit about it?
Yes, we wrote that book so that other kids could start a business like we did.
And what business did you start?
We started a business selling plants.
Oh, and what made you interested in doing that?
Well, one year our mom had some extra plants in our greenhouse, mm-hmm. so we decided to sell them and make some money.
And how did you go about doing it?
It was pretty fun, actually.
Can you tell me what you did?
Well, first we took the plants and the smaller plants and transplanted, and once they grew larger, we transplanted them into bigger containers so that they could grow larger.
And then how did you make people know that you had plants for sale?
Well, we set up signs around our house and then put some ads in the paper.
Cool. And it must have been really exciting when people started to give you money.
Yes, it was. One year we made over $100.
Wow, that's an awful lot of money. So let me turn to you, Eric. What are people going to learn about in the book if they were to take a look at the book?
Well, they're going to learn about how to start their own business and what we did to start ours.
Cool. And it's called How to Start a Business for Kids. I've got a copy in front of me. It's smithpress.com. And these are the Smith brothers dealing in plants, not cough drops. And what a great you've heard of Smith Brothers cough drops, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Maybe not. That's a brand of cough drops. But it looks good. And here is information on a marketing plan, on profits, on planning for the future. And you earned the money to try to get rollerblades, right?
Yes.
That was
yes.
the point. And in the end, you were able to get enough to buy the rollerblades that you
yes,
wanted.
And have plenty more.
Well, that's great. Now, in addition to Andrew and Eric Smith, here is Joseph Resilovic. And you did the illustration. Joseph was just playing piano a minute ago. You did the illustrations for the book. Tell me a little bit about how you came up with the illustrations.
Well, they sent me these blocks of text along with the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it said on them, draw this according to the text that would go along with the picture when the book was printed. So I just drew them on pieces of paper and then sent them back, and they scanned them onto their computer and printed them in the book.
Did you guys have to talk about revisions or the exact kind of drawing that was needed for the book, or did you pretty much have free artistic reign over everything?
We pretty much had free artistic reign.
Well, that's great. And did you share in the profits of the business, too? Were you involved in selling?
No.
Okay.
I just did the illustrations.
Well, that's great. What else would you like to mention about the book?
Well, we were all looking for a place to sell our plants in
Make
Pittsburgh.
Sure you get close to the microphone.
We are looking for a place to sell our plants in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh. And how can people reach you if they want to get a hold of you? To
Our email address is at info@smithpress.com.
info@smithpress.com. And anything else, Andrew, that you'd like to mention?
Not really.
No? How about you, Eric?
No, nothing.
Okay, well, I want to turn back to Joseph. You've done a lot of pencil illustrations, not just illustrations for the book, but you have a website, josephpencilfun.weebly.com. What can people find there?
They can find some early calendars that I did, and also some abstract drawings and a comic book that I wrote myself.
Oh, what's your comic book about? What's the main theme? Who are the characters?
It's about an alien named Geraldine from Planet Glorg and her pet Blobs and her friends.
Oh, that sounds cool. And this is all at josephpencilfun.weebly.com?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a little... Oh, anything else you'd like to say, Joseph, about your art or about the book?
No, not really.
Okay, well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to get the Smith Brothers ready to play. They're going to do a couple numbers with piano and fiddle. It is now 13 before 11, 1047, at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you've heard... from all three boys now, Joseph Resilovic first playing those two great piano numbers and talking about his art as it appears on his website, as well as in the book co-authored by brothers Andrew and Eric Smith. Joseph is from Greenfield, by the way, and Andrew and Eric are from Sandy Lake, Pennsylvania, and you're going to hear three numbers now from Andrew and Eric. First, they're going to play a song where each of them will play a violin as a duet, and then each is going to play a song on the piano. This is all part of our Youth Expression Showcase, which airs every Saturday between 10 and 11 o'clock, and we'll let you know how you can participate and be part of this showcase on a future week in just a few moments. But right now, let's begin with our violin duet. Done, boys. Now, let's start with your piano song, and we'll talk a little bit more once you get over to play the piano. And we'll just take a moment to make a quick change. To do that, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Before you play the piano, can you just step up to this microphone? Just tilt that towards you, please. And I'll get that for you. A lot of folks here today. I was just curious if you could tell us what the name of the song you just played.
The name of our song was Springtime, a violin duet.
Very good. And that's hard to play, I would think, together.
Yes, it is.
And to stay together. Who is your violin teacher?
Miss Heidi.
And tell me, how old are you again?
10.
And I keep getting confused. We've got Andrew and Eric and Eric and Andrew. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
I would like to say hi to my grandma, who is probably listening right now, and my two teachers, Heidi Miller and Julia.
Okay. And what are you going to play on the piano?
I'm going to play Green Day.
Okay. So and this is
Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day.
Excellent. Okay. Well, here we go. Do you want to introduce your brother? You can just step right up to the microphone and introduce him. That green microphone right there. Go ahead.
My brother, he is Eric Smith.
So, Eric Smith, here we go. Eric Smith, nicely done, and now Eric's brother, Andrew, is going to step up to the piano, and he'll be getting ready to play his song. And do you want to tell us, before you sit down, well, I can actually see it. It's it's one I don't even have to say what song Andrew is going to play. I think you'll recognize it, written by Alec Whippa's Henry Mancini. Andrew, that was great. You really had a lot of soul as you played that, and it just sounded terrific. Thank you to Andrew and Eric Smith, and also to Joseph for us at LAVIC. We really are happy that you're all here today. And best wishes for continued success with music and with your book as well. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21 Pittsburgh, Verizon 47 Greater Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday. If you would like to be part of our Youth Expression Showcase, we welcome musicians of all levels, as well as writers and essayists, poets, choruses, you name it. Get a hold of Jeff Barron at jeff@slbradio.org. 81 degrees, a 10% chance of showers for today's high and rain probability, partly cloudy today. 47 degrees for the low tonight after a 7:47 sunset, a 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow, no rain in the forecast, mostly sunny, high of 69 degrees. Currently 66 in Clarion, 72 in Indiana, 73 in Washington, and 70 in New Concord.